Czechs are among the world leaders for so-called contactless cash payments. The use of such payments, such as on city trams and buses, is soaring and has sparked arguments about whether the writing is on the wall for traditional notes and coins issued by the country's central bank. Chris Johnstone reports.
The dash from cash. That, in a nutshell, was the theme of a recent expert seminar in Prague looking at the likelihood of cash giving away to card, cryptocurrency, electronic and other types of payments. Part of the fluster has been stirred up by some moves in Sweden towards becoming a cashless society and economy. And there are steps by the European Central Bank to phase out the highest denomination 500 euro note as well from 2018 on the grounds it's used in crime. And the most common argument used against cash is that it's a great medium for crime or specifically tax dodging. On the other hand, the prevailing wisdom is that card and other cashless payments often leave a footprint that makes it a lot easier for tax offices to track what's going on and to clamp down on crime and the grey economy. The Czech Republic gives an interesting perspective to this debate, since it stands out in the whole of Europe for the spectacular rise in so-called contactless card payments for mostly fairly low-priced goods and services, where cash would in the past have been used. The world's two biggest card companies, Visa and MasterCard, both remarked the high uptake by Czechs of such payments. MasterCard said almost 4 out of 5 card payments in Czech shops, 77% to be precise, were contactless as early as 2015. That compared with a much slower take-up in many West European countries. Martin Dolles is head of commerce for the Czech Republic and Slovakia for the international card company MasterCard. He says that there is an ongoing significant increase in non-cash payments in the country, with a particular surge in so-called contactless payments, where the card is just flashed in front of a scanner for the payment to take place with no PIN code or other manipulation required.
If we look at the Czech Republic, we can see a huge increase in payment card transactions and especially in contactless transactions. The increase is very significant and huge, and if we look at the total number of transactions, we can say that more than 70% are currently made contactless transactions. So we can see that the people in Czech Republic likes this kind of service and this kind of payment. So it grows significantly every year.
Dolash says contactless card payments are opening up a whole range of sectors in the Czech Republic where card payments would previously have been too complex or time-consuming.
We can see that huge increase in contactless transactions, opening doors to other segments in government segment, for example, in public transport, where we need contactless payments to provide successful service, quick and fast service. It is very important, and this education or this sophisticated market give us the chance to open these kind of segments like public transport and bring some added value to the people, to cardholders, and make our lives easier and faster and save our time.
The West Bohemian city of Pilsen is, for MasterCard, an example of how contactless card payments have taken off and has provided inspiration for other Czech towns and cities to follow suit. Martin Dolesz again.
We can look at the Pilsen. It was one of the first cities in Czech Republic, and they equipped all the vehicles by contactless terminals. Currently, after 2 years, we can see huge growth in transactions. If we want to hear a particular number, they reach already more than 190,000 transactions per month. There's huge growth, and currently card payments are on the same level if we look at the single tickets for public transport are on the same level like local Pilsen card, and they exceeded over the number of SMS tickets. SMS ticket is a very famous solution here in Czech Republic, so cards exceeded this number already.
A similar introduction of contactless payments has started in the North Bohemian city of Liberec with similar success. And MasterCard says the trend is clear in other Czech towns and cities as well. The capital Prague is set for a massive take-off of contactless card payments on buses, trams and the metro as well, according to the card company. MasterCard is also seeking to get card use with or without contact taken up by some of the youngest Czech citizens as well. A unique project was launched in the central Bohemian city of Kolín to introduce cards to elementary school pupils, with the cards used for a wide range of purposes to the apparent applause of parents.
In Kolín, it is a very unique project. We started with students in elementary schools. Their parents are very excited by this project, and it is a prepaid card which brings some added value. It's not only for payment, but it brings value to the cardholder, to the students, which means that I can assign my ticket for public transport to the card. I can use my card as personal ID when the students enter the school. I can use it as a personal ID when I prove that I have lunch and other food within the school. And they have a special offer provided by selected merchants within the city. So this is somehow kind of the citizen card, which brings some added value to the people who live in particular city or in particular region. So it's not only payment tool, but it brings something more. So I don't need any other cards, any card for public transport, any card for merchant, some loyalty cards. I need only one card, and all this information I can digitize and assign it to my existing payment card.
Other Czech councils have followed closely the card experiment in Kolín, and according to MasterCard's Dolež, they are looking to pave the way for similar cards for all citizens or for specific groups, such as the elderly. Dolež says that the real and immediate profits of MasterCard from contactless payments overtaking cash are not that significant in themselves. More important is the fact that new markets for cards are opened up, and these could encourage their much wider use.
Our goal is to educate the market. We don't have some huge increase from transactions from public transport using payment card as a personal ID. It's not some huge income for MasterCard. We do business with banks. They are our clients. So we are helping them to educate the market, because once you can use your card in public transport or other non-traditional businesses, then you will use it probably more in common things like in grocery merchants and others. So that's our expectation.
But there are many who look on aghast at the possibility that cash could be squeezed, phased out or banned, and that responsibility for a significant part of the economy and even more secrets about personal payment details could end up in a few corporate hands. And that argument that cash is being significantly squeezed at the moment, though, is questioned in the Czech Republic by the institution responsible for it, the Czech National Bank. Central Bank board member Oldřich Dědek took part in the seminar and pointed out that cash use has been rising steadily in the country over the last decade, although it did admittedly level out so far in 2007. And Dědek says the continued high use of cash is especially true of lower denomination notes, and that holds true for the Eurozone and the United States as well. One of the arguments behind phasing out cards is, ironically, that it would make central banks' life a lot easier by removing the cash escape route if they wanted to introduce so-called negative interest rates. Such rates are already being practiced by some European central banks to penalise those with large amounts on their accounts rather than spending or investing the cash. The Czech central banker says that indeed is one reason why negative interest rates are still being used so cautiously. The risk of a dash to cash is still a factor then to be taken into account.